I'm Language Training Series. This brief language instruction will teach you essential words, phrases, and sentences to help you get around the city. And now, enjoy your walking.
Welcome to Rome Walks and our walk around the neighborhood of the Campo dei Fiori, the streets of the papacy. As you stand on the Ponte Sisto, upstream is the curve of the river and the dome of St. Peter's. On the left bank, the dense and colorful quarter of Trastevere edges up to the Gian Niccolo Hill, covered with large, elegant villas and green parks, and on the right bank, the Palazzi of Renaissance Rome. Downstream is the Tiber Island, and a lovely silhouette of the ruins of the Palatine Hill. Find a comfortable spot on the bridge and enjoy the view while we tell you a little about these walks. Each of these four walks is designed to show you a Rome few visitors ever see, to steer you away from the crowds jamming the obvious tourist attractions, and to guide you through neighborhoods where real people live. We will be taking these walks with Anya Shetterly, the author of the book Rome Walks. She will share with us her knowledge of the history, the art and architecture, and the stories hidden within each of these neighborhoods. Each of the four tours should take you about 2 hours. Many of our directions tell you to go to a certain street number. If these seem topsy-turvy to you, it's because they are. You will find that sometimes one side of the street has both odd and even numbers, and that the numbers on one side of the street don't bear much relationship to those on the other. But the numbers are clearly marked, so you should not have much trouble finding each stop. The maps will help you through the more interesting twists and turns. We highly recommend you take them with you. What makes Rome so fascinating is that it has been constantly changing for over 27 centuries. But that also means that occasionally a building we describe is covered in scaffolding, the church we want to go into is closed, or the bridge we need to cross is blocked by construction. Please bear with us when this happens. So, let us begin our walk. In the middle of the 8th century, Pepin, king of the Franks, formally granted Rome to the papal court. This decision saved the city from extinction and marked a turning point in its social history. The papal court brought wealth and distinction to the struggling community as each pope proposed a building program and hired architects and builders to carry it out. Grandiose plans were drawn up by Renaissance artists, anxious to apply their theories of geometry, proportion, and perspective to a magnificent vision of a capital that combined both Roman and Christian traditions. But despite the talent and money, most of the papal plans were never carried out. The new Renaissance and Baroque Rome evolved slowly, and the city's medieval framework is still clearly visible. The neighborhood of the Campo dei Fiori is across the Tiber from the Vatican, and lies between the Vatican and the Capitoline Hill, making it a natural site for much of the church's reconstruction efforts. Before he was elected pope in 1471, Sixtus IV lived near the Campo dei Fiori.
And it must have been terribly inconvenient for him on his trips to the Vatican, because when he was elected pope, he vowed that he would build a new bridge.
Anya Shetterly is the author of the book Rome Walks.
He was also encouraged to do this because there was a catastrophe on the Ponte San Angelo, which during the 15th century was the only bridge across to the Vatican, and 200 pilgrims were trampled to death. So the Vatican clearly needed many more bridges across the Tiber. Sixtus laid the foundation stones for this bridge in 1473 so that the population will know that he, the Pope, was responsible. A plaque was placed at the beginning of the bridge. This will be, as you're facing the Vatican, to your right, along the Lungo Tevere dei Tebaldi.
Let's walk over there now. The inscription reads, "You who pass, invoke the divine bounty, so that Sixtus IV, excellent Pontifex Maximus, may be healthy and for long be preserved. You then, to whom this request is made, whoever you are, be healthy too." From this corner, look across the Lungo Tevere dei Tebaldi to your right at one of the few arcaded buildings in Rome.
It's interesting in Rome that there aren't very many arcades because you do see them in the northern Italian cities. But the king of Naples in the late 1400s was very concerned about violence in the city and how to control his populace. And an order was imposed on Rome not to allow open arcades.